Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night, the 24th of September. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. at republicbroadcasting.org. I put the emphasis on live, ladies and gentlemen, because as I was just telling my producer, midday today, I was very, very, very ill. I know my enemies out there, and they are legion. They are celebrating that fact as I speak. But I'm here to tell you that I'm not so ill that I cannot do this program. You know, I had actually talked to Mark Glenn earlier about having him sit in for me, but I was pleased to be able to call him this afternoon and tell him that, well, guess what, Mark? I am alive. And you know what that means? That means, ladies and gentlemen, that Mark was able to go out hunting for a little bit longer this afternoon. He and Pastor Dave Barley of America's Promise Ministries are out hunting elk. And you know, as much as I love animals, you know, I'm an animal lover, I have to confess, I love elk meat. I love venison a whole hell of a lot, but I really love elk meat. And Mark has promised that he's going to deny his ever-growing family, or so it seems ever-growing. He's going to deny his ever-growing family a slice of steak just to send to me if they pick up an elk in today's hunting. So good luck to Mark Glenn and Pastor Dave Barley. Bad luck to the elks out there. Oh, well, what can I say? Anyway, folks, as I told you, there's a reason why I started off with this extended introduction about the fact that I was ill today, and that is the fact that as a consequence of that, I had very little time, if any, to get on the Internet. And I did not leave the house once today. Rather, I had someone go out and pick some things up for me, but that did not include the daily newspapers. So I'll tell you what, the whole world could have gone to hell in a handbasket today. The whole world may have ended within the last few minutes, and I wouldn't know it one way or the other. Now, that's good news for you folks. That is, you survivors out there, you survivors who, for whatever strange reason, are listening to this broadcast, because that means that I don't have a pile of clippings to go through. And that means that I'm going to rely upon you, the listeners, to be able to bring us the news that we need to know, the news and commentary that we need to know. So you do know the number here. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to encourage you to call in here, folks, and kind of let me know what's going on in the world. And, you know, this is your night to shine. This is your opportunity to let the whole world know what you know, at least that whole world that listens to this program live, or those who tune in on the archives. And speaking of the archives, let me just mention that again for the record. If you're a new listener, or if you're a regular live listener, but it never occurred to you, you know, we do have these archives here that permit you, everybody in the entire world, to tune in absolutely free to this program at any time, anywhere, anywhere in the face of the planet, if you have access to the Internet. Now, I check out some of these other websites, and it amazes me. You got to pay left and right, up and down, inside and out to get anything. But if you get onto the website here at RBN, you get it all for free. That's a pretty good deal. So there's a lot of people who are actually going to listen to this broadcast, but they're not listening to it live. They'll listen to it some other time, some other place, some other day. Anyway, I hear the music, folks, and this is your opportunity to call in. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Washington, I remind you, is the headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. I believe I may have mentioned this once before on the show, but I did have this item sitting aside one other evening. It's well worth bringing it up again. You know, my friend, the big-shot lawyer who I mention frequently on this show, considers himself a conservative Republican. So, you know, if you throw up some quotable quote from some liberal Democrat to him, or someone who is not exactly a conservative Republican, if you try to throw up some information there to confound him as far as his beloved George W. Bush is concerned, my friend, the big shot lawyer, isn't easily influenced. But here comes former House Republican Majority Leader Richard K. Armey, a Texan, no less. He had a 97% rating from the American Conservative Union. How much more conservative and Republican can you get than that? And he's from Texas. Well, here comes Dick Armey, who announces that in September 2002, Armey met with President I should say Vice President, Dick Cheney. Now, Army initially opposed an Iraq war authorization because he didn't believe that Saddam Hussein was a menace to the United States. So Dick Cheney had to go to see Dick Armey to convince him that, yes, Iraq was a danger to the United States. So Mr. Cheney, this big, ugly toad who serves as vice president, went to Dick Armey, and they had a private meeting, and Cheney insisted that al-Qaeda was working with Saddam Hussein and members of his family, that they had the ability to develop nuclear weapons in a portable fashion. They have a delivery system in their relationship with organizations such as Iraq, such as al-Qaeda. Anyway, the point is, the vice president's lies convinced Army to vote in favor of the Iraq war resolution. And at the time, Dick Armey stood on the floor of the House of Representatives and said, if you're going to conduct a war on terrorism, then you must stop that person who is most likely and most able to arm the terrorists with those things that frighten us most. Well, of course, now Dick Armey has come out, and here is what he says. He says he was lied to, and he says, quote, had I known or believed then what I believe I know now, I would have publicly opposed the resolution right to the bitter end, and I believe I might have stopped it from happening. And I believe what I would have done a better service to my country had I done so. That is a special gift to my friend, the big shot lawyer. That's the former House Majority Leader, Richard K. Armey, Republican of Texas. He said he would have publicly opposed the resolution right to the bitter end, and he might have even stopped it from happening, and he would have done a better service to my country had he done so. Well, unfortunately, a lot of people bought into the lies. They're not coming out and admitting they bought into the lies, and then a lot of other people helped tell the lies, and they're pretending that they believed them in the first place. They're a bunch of, I have to control my language, ladies and gentlemen. They're a bunch of traitors. I'm gonna give Dick Armey a pass because he has at least come out and said now that he was lied to, and he believes he was lied to, and he's apologizing. But a lot of those people aren't apologizing, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here to tell you that those people, in my opinion, who helped to bring about this war are war criminals. And I believe that there should be a war crimes tribunal. And if President George W. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney and Senator Joe Lieberman and Senator John McCain, and go right down the list, if they are found guilty of war crimes, if they are convicted of war crimes, then if in the judgment of those who have found them guilty they should be sentenced to death, then yes, President George W. Bush, Vice President Cheney, Senator John McCain, now the Republican vice presidential candidate, every single member of the House of Representatives, every single member of the Senate, every single member of the Bush administration, anyone who can be found guilty of having deliberately lied to the American people in furtherance of these war crimes, if any of these people are convicted, then they should be dealt with as war crimes have historically been dealt with. And if that means sending President Bush to the gallows or Senator John McCain to the gallows, then I pray that that is the right decision. It is my prayer that a war crimes tribunal would weigh all the evidence very carefully. It is my prayer that the war crimes tribunal would be just. It is my prayer that it would not be guilty of what I believe to be the kind of criminal behavior that President Bush and his associates have been guilty of. And if they found him guilty, then by God, unfortunately, he would have to face the supreme punishment if so judged by a war crimes tribunal. It's a very sad thing, ladies and gentlemen, when someone who loves their country, someone who loves their Constitution, someone who loves the American way of life, someone who is thoroughly pro-American, someone who is thoroughly pro someone who, shall we use a turn of phrase that Dick Cheney, or not Dick Cheney, John McCain uses, someone who is for country first. Isn't it sad that someone such as myself should be put into a position where I would have to suspect that my own president and so many, many other high-ranking people are guilty of war crimes? Think about that. Think about that. We're not talking about some evil Nazi like Adolf Hitler, some evil fascist like Benito Mussolini, or some evil Arab dictator like Mr. Mubarak of Egypt, or some other evil villain as so judged by the mass media. Now, we're talking about the President of the United States. It appears that he has lied to the American people about many, many things in furtherance of his warmongering agenda. That alone should be a capital crime, in my opinion. I've said for a long, long time that any public statement made by any public official should be considered to be made under oath, that upon being sworn into the House or the Senate, or a governorship, or a mayor's office, what have you, that person, when making statements to the press in formal interview settings or in situations where they're making a formal, whether they're being interviewed or whether they're making a formal statement, that they should be considered to be under oath. And if they are found to have told a little fib, as some would like to gently call lies by politicians, if politicians, public servants, are found to be telling lies, then they should indeed be prosecuted for perjury, because every damned American citizen, and they are damned by the fact that they are forced to do it, every damned American citizen who files a federal income tax form files it under the penalty of failure to file, number one, and if you file it and they find that you have told a fib on your tax returns, don't forget you've signed that form under penalty of perjury. So why should the tax-paying citizens of this country be held up to penalty of perjury when the politicians are not? You see, we do need a big change in this country, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, of course, it would be wonderful. It would be sure wonderful. You know, Ron Paul has endorsed Chuck Baldwin. That's good news. And it would be wonderful if Chuck Baldwin were elected president of the United States. It would be wonderful if all sorts of independent candidates were swept into the House of Representatives, that Ron Paul Republicans all across the country were elected to office. They won primaries and were elected to office. It would be so wonderful. But, folks, that's not going to happen. So, therefore, the likelihood that my dream of every politician being facing penalty of perjury is not going to happen until this system is overhauled completely. Congress is never going to enact legislation like that. There's never going to be a constitutional amendment like that, putting public officials on the hot seat. No, the only way this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, the only way we are going to have real reform in this country, the only way we are going to end the problem of having liars in public office who are willing to tell lies that cause the deaths of thousands of Americans, the only way this is going to happen is if we have a real live revolution in this country. And I pray that the American military will lead such a revolution. I pray that the men and women in our military will step forward and will defy the corrupt leaders we have in the House and the Senate and the White House today and take them down and restore America. It can be done. Let's pray that it's done.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, we have some callers lined up here. The number here is 800-313-9443. Our first caller tonight is coming down from Canada. It's Carl. And if it's Carl, I think it is, check out his website at freecarl.com. Carl, is this the Carl that needs to be freed? Well, Carl, if you're there, we are singing out your name, and I don't think we have Carl there. Well, we're going to move on then. Carl, if you show back up, we'll try to squeeze you in. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, I hope you're free.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Dave, what's going on tonight?
Michael, something is really on my mind and my heart, and I'm going to try to articulate something here on this call that needs to be articulated. I've never really heard it articulated over the airwaves, either on radio or television. I've read it in books and so on. I'm sure it's something that you and Mark Glenn and some of the listeners at RBN are aware of, or at least they instinctively realize it if they haven't actually thought of it consciously.
Let me interrupt you, Dave. It's kind of interesting because it's funny you make this call because this afternoon, as I had mentioned, when I wasn't feeling well, a friend of mine stopped by to take care of a couple things for me. And he mentioned something, and I mentioned something back, and I said, you know, I said, it's kind of interesting. I said, but I've never actually articulated this idea before. So here I have you calling in saying precisely the same thing I said this afternoon. So I'm really anxious to hear what you're going to say. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Michael. Yeah, because we've talked about that before. Like,
yeah.
Synchronicities and yeah. stuff and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, here goes, Michael. And it's kind of like back to, you know, the beauty queen of the Jews here, Sarah
mm-hmm.
Palin. And leadership of her ilk. This is what I want to remind people of, Michael. I want to remind real Christians, true Christians that have the Holy Spirit, and they'll understand this. And I hope it sinks in with some of the Judeo-Christian Zionists. I hope a few of them are listening and it sinks in. And even with possibly some Jewish people. I don't know. I mean, but here goes. There are two heroes. There are two heroes in the gospel. There's two figures in the gospel who have been elevated to the status of they've been elevated to hero status. And there's two good guys in the gospel. And I'm sure, you know, I know, you know, the Christian way of thinking, people are probably saying, oh yeah, well, it must be Peter too, Jesus and Peter, and, or Jesus and John, or maybe even Jesus and his mother, the Virgin Mary, and everything. But no, Michael, there's two heroes that have been elevated to heroism, and two so-called good guys. Oh, incidentally, there's two bad guys too. And who they are, Michael, it's Jesus Christ and Judas Iscariot. Now, I don't know if people realize this or not, Michael. Like I said, I think true Christians probably instinctively realize this if they haven't actually thought about it consciously. But, you know, somebody a while back wrote the book Jesus and the Talmud and everything. Was it Peter Schaefer or somebody?
Mm-hmm. That's who it was, right.
Yeah. Well, there's also a checkout and on your computers and everything, check out everything about Judas Iscariot, Judas in the Talmud, and Judas in the Talmud, and rabbinical commentaries on Judas, and books have been written. Now, even Judas, do a search on Judas Iscariot, but, you know, the kind of leadership that Sarah Palin is leading us into, John McCain and Sarah Palin, Michael, it's actually following Judas. And in the Talmud, Judas is the hero. He's the good guy, and Jesus Christ is the bad guy, and Jesus Christ is the villain.
That's exactly right. You know, that's funny. Yes, you're right about that, Dave. And you know, because you know, I've heard people make the comment that you couldn't have the devil if you didn't have Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and
the same thing applies. Absolutely, the same thing applies with what you're talking about with Judas being the hero of those who oppose Jesus Christ, because he's the one who helped bring Jesus to his death, at least as a physical entity here on earth.
Oh yeah, if you study what a lot of the rabbis have written about him, and there's been books written on him by, I'm not sure even rabbis or Jewish authors and everything, but he's elevated to hero status. He's a good guy. In other words, he got rid of the bad guy. He destroyed the bad guy. He was the champion of goodness and righteousness and everything. He got rid of this false messiah, this evil false messiah and so on. And he's kind of like a Jonathan Pollock type figure.
That's an interesting, yeah, exactly. You're right, though. That's right.
The way Johnny Loftus would have us believe about, John Loftus there would have us believe about Jonathan Pollitt. Like, he's really a good guy. He's, you know, and everything. That's how the rabbis and everything, the hardcore Talmudists and everything view Judas. Judas is actually, if you do the search on this, you'll actually see that some of them...
Hey, Dave, hold that thought. We have the half hour break coming up here. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We have Dave from Massachusetts aboard. Dave, it's kind of interesting you bring this up even further because I just, you know, I on this program and in a commentary published in American Free Press, I pointed out that Sarah Palin's biblical heroine, so to speak, her role model, is the famed Queen Esther, and I suggested that perhaps that was not a good thing. But, you know, it's interesting. I got some emails and at least one handwritten letter from somebody telling me that actually that I had misinterpreted things and that Queen Esther of the Bible was really a wonderful young gal and one to be revered. I can't personally buy that argument myself, but... Be that as it may, it just goes to show you that people can take entirely different interpretations on things. But I think what you've outlined here makes a whole hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, you know, if you do the search, you'll come up with all kinds of stuff. Like, you know how Emmanuel means God with us and everything. And it's a term that Christians like apply the scriptures, apply to Jesus and everything. But when you do this search, you'll see, like, instead of Jesus, Emmanuel and everything, you'll see Judas, Emmanuel.
Interesting. Absolutely. See, this is, you know, I haven't received it yet, but I have it on its way. An older Talmud in the English language, and I'm looking forward to being able to sitting down and spending some time looking up all these things that our Jewish friends, or dare I say, those who call themselves Jews, for the benefit of those who like that phraseology, looking up all those things in the Talmud that that they deny is there, because I know that it's there. I know enough people whose judgment I trust and whose research I trust who confirm that it's there. But I'm going to see it for myself. So when I hear one of those who call themselves Jews, although they are not Jews, come up and start crying and bitching and moaning about why I'm attacking the Talmud, I'm going to say, because I saw it there myself.
Yeah, well, in other words, Michael, let me put it this way. I think I've been pretty clear, but let me be crystal clear here, that from some of these Talmudist perspective, the only man of God, the only personality in the gospel that was of God is Judas. All the other characters in the gospel, all of Jesus and his disciples and the Virgin Mary, and they're all of the devil. The only God figure in the gospel is Judas, according to the Talmudic rabbinists and so on, you know.
That's just a reminder to me, that I really wish Reverend Ted Pike would explore all of the wonderful things that the Quran, the Muslim Bible, so to speak, for want of a better way of describing it, all the things that the Quran says about Jesus Christ in such a positive way. I think it would open. I think Ted needs to open up his heart and see that there is far more in common between Islam and Christianity than he might even understand himself. I think Ted understands that Judaism and Christianity are not one and the same, that they are not related. But I think if he really did some serious study, he would find that. There's much, much more to be learned. But that's just an aside there, Dave. I didn't mean to cut off your point you were making, but it just reminded me of it.
Absolutely, Michael. And sometimes I try to, sometimes I try to make things crystal clear, Michael, by saying it different ways. Now, here's another way of saying that I think is that, from the rabbinical, the Talmudist perspective, Jesus is Judas. And Judas is Jesus. Can I be any clearer than that, Sarah Palin?
Well, you know, that's what's funny, because do you know that the Islam teaches that it was actually Judas Iscariot who was crucified there? That Jesus Christ was brought up to heaven by his Holy Father, so that Jesus would not have to suffer the indignities and the torture of dying on the cross, but that the spirit, that God took the spirit of Judas Iscariot and placed it inside the body, the physical body of Jesus Christ on earth, and that is who was crucified there. Now, that, of course, is considered heretical by Christians, but that is what Islam teaches. And I never knew that. I learned that when I was in Iran. And in fact, I learned it in the presence of the very actor, the Iranian Muslim actor who played Jesus Christ in a movie about Jesus Christ aimed toward Iranian audiences. So there's a lot to be learned.
A lot of people aren't going to believe that, Michael, but I know that to be the case. That's what Islam teaches, that it wasn't really Jesus that was crucified, that it was somebody else, a criminal. And as you say, sometimes they go so far as to say it was Judas Iscariot who was crucified.
Yeah, so like I say, there's a lot to be learned. Dave, I got to move on here, but I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, Dave, good talking to you. Yeah, Carl from Canada is back. Carl, I thought we lost you, and apparently we did, but you're back with us.
Yeah, I know. I got disconnected there.
What's going on, Carl?
Have you heard any word at all? I try to call you at American Free Press again since we last talked.
I haven't been down. No, I was there briefly for a few minutes the other day. I've been very, very ill, so I wasn't even out of the house today.
Yeah, I heard the book arrived. The person's got to bring it to me this when he comes to visit me. And one of the family members is reading it, thought it was really good, too. So
talking about my book, my trafficking book. Yeah,
yeah.
The books are going into the books are in the mail. There's a lot of people should be getting them right now.
Yeah, somebody told me, I was talking on the phone, is it the pages are numbered or not?
Well, I hope they're numbered in that edition. I mean,
she said she didn't see any numbers on the pages. Maybe it was, I don't know.
Well, I'm very concerned that must mean then that a bad copy of the book went out, but I don't know how they could send out a copy without numbered pages. But every once in a while, I always tell people who are talking about writing a book, you don't have a book until it's between two covers and printed right side up. And people never understand what I mean by that. And what I'm saying is that you can have extraordinary publishing glitches and errors, and so you never know what's going to happen. But it could very well be that whatever edition went out there, for some reason, which I can find hard to believe, but you never can tell, it might not have numbered pages. I'm looking for a copy myself. Believe it or not, I have it. And the edition I have has numbered pages.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to reading it either way. To me, it doesn't matter if they're numbered or not. So,
I can't explain why that edition wouldn't have numbered pages that she has. But
did you hear any follow-up if Ahmadinejad or anybody else spoke at the UN today? Cause I heard
like I say, I have not been out of the house today, and I have not really even had a chance to look on the internet as to what's going on. And no, I have been out of touch. So I you probably know more about it than I do.
Oh, yeah, there's not much else going on here, but I mean, usual, the same, you know, old thing. And
that's the problem.
Limbo,
that's the problem, Carl. That the same old thing just keeps going on in our world, and we don't seem to do anything about it. And you know, if we try to do anything about it, they'll throw us in jail. That's why I hope the military does.
Yeah,
because they're going to have a hell of a time trying to throw the troops and the generals and the admirals in jail when the troops and the generals get together and say no mas and say we're not going to take it anymore. That's why I think that's our salvation. We can't go out and try to overthrow the government because we don't have the power.
Yeah.
If citizens start doing it, if citizens start trying to rebel, the police, the intelligence community, even the military will go against us. Believe me, there's nothing more than I would love to see than hundreds of thousands of American citizens rising up with guns and pitchforks and torches and axes and taking care of Capitol Hill. There's nothing more I would love to see. But the problem is, if American citizens tried to do that, no matter how justified they were, if the government sent down the word that those American citizens should be mowed down, what would happen is the military would do it, and the police agencies would get involved, and they would kill all those angry citizens. But if the military does it, this is the glory of it. This is why we have to pray that good people in the military will say, the time has come, something has to be done. Because when the military does it, the American people have been programmed to support the troops, support the troops, support the troops. What are American citizens going to do when the troops decide that President George W. Bush is a war criminal who needs to be taken into custody?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? This is why we've got, and the police are going to go along with the military. They're not going to go along with Edgar Bronfman. Do you think that the New York City Police Department are going to go out of their way to protect Edgar Bronfman or Abe Foxman? No, they're not going to do that. So this is what we got to hope for, Carl.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me move on. Carl, always good to hear from you.
Yeah,
we got Larry in Texas. Larry, come on up. How are you tonight?
To talk to you.
How you doing?
Pleasure to talk to you. I just want to say I've talked to our president on several occasions down here in Texas.
Okay.
And when he was campaigning for his father, when he was running for re-election.
Okay.
I shook his hand and firmly and said, no new world order, and turned and walked off. And I took about 15 or 18 steps and turned around and looked back, and he was still staring at me. And then he pointed and said, you are right.
Huh.
So he lied to me personally.
Isn't that interesting?
So anyway, I just wanted to...
Larry, you know that, you know, I tell you what, that's one of the more interesting stories I've heard over the past 10 years. That's very, very interesting. Yeah, he literally lied to you personally.
Yes.
And I'll bet he said it very convincingly, too.
Right. Like I say, I was several, you know, yards from him, but he watched me walk off, and he was still staring when I turned around and looked back. You know, because he's not a short man.
Yeah, no, as a matter of fact, he's not. I didn't realize that. I guess I stand about 5'8", and he stands about 6'2", or 6'3", I think, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah. And we're both the same height, you know, and there were people just mobbing him.
He was ignoring
all of them to watch me walk away.
That's a very interesting story. That's, it's funny that... See, this is the problem we've got. It just comes back to what I said to Carl just a couple moments before I brought you on. You know, Carl said, well, there's really nothing new. And I said, that's it, Carl. That's the problem. There is nothing new. We've got these politicians for generations, literally in the Bush family, lying to us. You know, and not just the Bush family. I don't mean to pick on them. I mean politicians, Republican and Democrat from all over the country, not just the Bush family down in Texas. I mean, hell, we've got them lying to us in every city and state in this country, and we just keep putting up with it. You know, and like I say, it's talk about the big lie right there. I mean, you brought up the big issue to the man who's running. I guess he was campaigning, to say, for his father at that time.
Back like this from 92.
It was his father who formally introduced that term New World Order into the open public debate. I mean, patriots have been talking about it for years. And then his father threw it out there like almost in open defiance.
Yes, we called ourselves a militia back then.
Okay.
You know, that was before Waco, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of put an end to the militia movement, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on about that for an hour. Yeah, I mean,
Well, it didn't put an end to it. It just kind of drove it underground a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that whole, there was a lot of, between Waco and the Oklahoma City bombing, there was lots of intrigue going on.
Yeah, you can always tell when the government has committed a crime because they destroy the crime scene immediately thereafter.
You know, I laugh, but I tell you, I just saw a note briefly on a break here. Apparently, this guy Ivins, who the government is now trying to say was in fact the anthrax murderer, now they're admitting that he was sending emails to himself saying, I know who the anthrax killer is. I should be a private detective. So now this guy is the guy who they go after and who officially suicided.
Yeah, with Tylenol.
Yeah. So this is another more or less cover up of the crime scene, you know?
Yes, you're right.
What, Larry? Well, I was going to ask you what we're going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep praying for the military to do something because, I don't want to see so many good people get their heads cut off trying to do something, you know?
Right. Well, they have removed most all the top brass that stood in the way that was defiant, you know?
Yeah, the one thing, though, I remain confident about, though, is that there's a lot of people still in the military who are still talking to the people who were in the military, and I'm sure a lot of good people there who are just waiting for them, for someone to say, let's roll.
Well, you know, I still have my fanny pack back from the NOM, and, you know, we wrote things on them. I had a couple of peace signs on it, and then in the very middle it says should and could shoot on sight.
There you go.
Just to show the duality of man, you know.
Well, like I said earlier at the outset, you know, hey, I love animals. I don't hunt myself, but I'm sure waiting for some elk.
Yes. I quit hunting a long time ago. It's It's messy dressing out those animals, I promise.
I'll tell you what gets even messier is when your German Shepherd dog drags down a deer and decides to go rolling in the lawn with it.
Hadn't had that one, but
it's quite a sight. I wish I'd have had my camera handy that day.
Well, I really enjoy you, and would like to get a copy of your book. I especially noticed when you offered it for $5. That was quite a deal.
Well, I tell you what.
I don't think many people caught that, you know, but I did.
All right, well, Larry, we're going to the break here. Appreciate your call. Very interesting story. I appreciate that very much. All right, folks, we have a couple minutes left. We're going to be able to squeeze in Cage from Indiana in the closing moments. Cage, if you're out there, hang on.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up the hour here. We've got room for one more caller. Cage from Indiana. Cage, come on up.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I appreciate being on. I think it's really important. I was going to bring up another subject, but, you know, in regards to Bob Barr, man, I do not mean to sound like a shill, but let's look at this just for a second. He's raised over $1 million. He and Baldwin, between the two, he's the only one that has called for neutrality in the Mideast, one-on-one talks with Iran and Russia. Baldwin, on the other hand, okay, if you go to Baldwin Top Sites, okay, just Google it right there, and you'll go to the top 10 Chuck Baldwin supporter sites. three of them are these very overly religious Christian sites that one of those particular organizations actually states the top 10 reasons why they support Israel. And they even have a little disclaimer saying, we understand that a lot of people don't think that Jews are Jews or this or that or their covenant was broken, but here are our top 10 reasons. Anyway, my point being is that I think people should realize the fact that the same people that were running Ron Paul's campaign in the primaries, the one that raised over $40 million in a grassroots level, okay, those same people that manipulated those figures and used that campaign money in an unbelievably incredible way are the same ones that are releasing. It was Jesse Benton that released the Ron Paul endorsement of Chuck Baldwin. I think this is insanity. Baldwin's only going to be on the ballot in 35 states. I don't care if Barr's a fraud. That isn't the point. If we're going to split up these third parties into two, three, you know, even if we get 12% of the vote, third party.
You know, I tell you, Cage, I agree with what you're saying. It's a, I agree.
And you know what? Even the pro-white radio stations that I listen to, like the Cesspool and David Duke's, even they're saying, and I don't understand it because Chuck Baldwin, folks, is not a friend of neutrality in the Mideast, or at least his supporters aren't. And they've only raised $100,000 frickin'.
I tell you, you've made some very good points here, Cage. In fact, we're running out of time. I wish you had called in at the top of the hour because I would like to have talked about this some more. And you know, I'm not particularly friendly disposed in a friendly way to Bob Barr, and
right.
I'm certainly not ill disposed towards Chuck Baldwin. But I tell you what, you have made some very powerful points here that I think people need to think about.
There's a lot of points, and all you have to really do again, I just challenge anybody out there that's going to be supporting Chuck Baldwin to just Google their own.
Well,
websites.
I tell you what, tomorrow night, this is something I think that needs to be discussed, and I hope people who've heard what you have to say are going to call in if they can argue the points. But
cool.
I don't think they can. Frankly, I had noticed this problem with the Constitution Party 4, 8, and 12 years ago.
Exactly.
And it's kind of something that I put in the back of my mind, but I'm glad you've brought it to the forefront because it is something that does need to be addressed.
Well, man, I'm glad I had a chance. And, you know, I hope people just keep an open mind, and they can just check out Chuck Baldwin's top sites for themselves and see all these pro-Zionist groups that are now lining up behind him. It's kind of frightening. I mean,
it's kind of frightening. It's very frightening.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Cage. Folks, Cage introduced a very interesting subject there. We're going to need to talk more about it. Can't do it now, though, but we'll do it tomorrow night and the nights ahead. Stay tuned, though, for more good programming here at RBN. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up, but we did our best. Have a good evening, folks.